With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Participating in arts activities is proven to have a positive effect on a person's mental well-being. ArtStart and the School District of Rhinelander paired up to help students discover the connection at a young age. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Photographer Amanda Anderson leads a group of 7th graders around James Williams Middle School. They've each got a color they're meant to incorporate into the photos they're taking.
See how the background is blurry? You have to focus on the subject.
Anderson was one of 8 local artists brought in by ArtStart to help with the 7th grade Wellness Day. Okay. Linda Childs is the Community and Cultural Development Director at ArtStart.
There are numerous benefits of being creative and making art and doing it in community. There's lots of studies out now measuring the effects. It helps calm you down. It's kind of a brain break, you could think of it. And it gives them just a little space to relax and be themselves, have some self-expression. Sometimes, writing and collaging, you can be expressing things that you're holding inside that you might not be able to verbalize.
Some of the students are happy to get a break from class while recognizing that taking the time to focus on something artistic does improve their mood. Like 7th graders Cammie Sandberg and Singer Childs.
It makes me feel pretty good. It's pretty relaxing and not like super hyper exciting. It's just pretty chill.
Yeah, I like it better than doing actual schoolwork, and it calms me down,
The different art sessions ranged from photography and collage to yoga and songwriting. Associate Principal Ingrid Bodensteiner says it's a great way to involve the community while giving the students a chance to relax.
They get to work with their peers in a way that they haven't before. It's a relaxed setting and a relaxed environment, so they have a different kind of experience at school for that day, which is really great for them. And they're also learning skills that they can replicate easily at home.
This is the second year James Williams Middle School has done a Wellness Day, though the first with it broken up by grade. The same program was done with 6th graders and will also be done with 8th graders. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
One person is hospitalized and another was arrested in a snowmobile accident in Lake Tomahawk Wednesday night. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office says a snowmobiler was riding on a trail when the 56-year-old hit a tree a little after 10 p.m. A second rider performed CPR until emergency medical personnel arrived. The injured rider was taken to Howard Young Medical Center and transported by medevac. The second snowmobile operator was arrested for operating a snowmobile while intoxicated. The Alstrom-owned paper mill in Mosinee will be closing and idling parts of its facility later this year. Alstrom laid out its plans Thursday. The company, which also owns the Rhinelander paper mill, cited rising costs and limited automation as their reasons for the downsizing. A letter from Alstrom states the company plans to close its pulp mill and idle its M2 and M3 paper machines. The company plans to idle one paper machine and one pulp mill on June 30th, with the other paper machine being idled September 30th. According to Alstrom officials, the operational changes will impact approximately 200 team members. The letter goes on to state the other two paper machines at Mosinee will continue operations. The Mosinee paper mill has had several owners over its 100-plus year history. It was bought by Alstrom in 2018. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Vice President J.D. Vance visited central Wisconsin to promote the Trump administration, focusing on affordability and the upcoming midterm elections. Vance's visit to Point Precision in Plover follows President Trump's State of the Union speech on Tuesday night.
Wisconsin is a state with a proud tradition of building great American products with Wisconsin hands, and that's what we're here to celebrate today in this great facility.
This marks Vance's second visit to Wisconsin's 3rd congressional district in less than 6 months. The district, currently represented by Derek Van Orten, is a target for Democrats in the upcoming election cycle. Vance also discussed issues like housing, fraud, immigration, and helping farmers in the area.
So what we just try to do is work with our allies in Congress, and frankly, we'll work with anybody in Congress who has good ideas about how to help our farmers. They're worried that the soybeans and the corn, it's way too low. Sometimes they're worried, of course, about inputs. They're worried about fertilizer. They're worried about the cost of fuel.
Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin said in a statement that we heard during the State of the Union address that the president is going to double down on his tariff policies. She said the tariffs have devastated families and farmers alike. This story is courtesy of WAOW Television. Vilas County is encouraging the state legislature to reconsider its tax levy freeze. Chairman Jerry Burkett has long taken issue with the limits inflicted upon counties which restrict the annual property tax levy increases to the amount of net new construction. In Vilas County, the new net construction rate for 2025 was only 1.28%, well below the rate of inflation. That limits the county's ability to increase its levy and keep up with rising costs. The lack of ability for counties to pay their bills leaves them at the whims of alternate funding sources such as state aid, grants, or temporary relief programs to cover budget shortfalls. Copies of the resolution will be sent to the governor, leadership of the state Senate and Assembly, local legislative delegation, the Wisconsin Counties Association, as well as all Wisconsin counties to garner support for the change. This story is courtesy of the Vilas County News Review. A public interest law firm in Wisconsin is working to eliminate a Medicaid birth tax in counties across the state. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
ABC for Health specializes in healthcare access issues for low-income clients. The firm's Bobby Peterson says Wisconsin's birth cost recovery policy requires unmarried women on Medicaid to identify absent fathers who are then pursued for delivery and birth costs.
We've seen it really break up and destroy families that were trying to get together because suddenly there's this huge amount of birth tax on the family that they have to pay back these Medicaid expenses.
Peterson says the firm has helped eliminate the policy in Milwaukee, Racine, and Dane counties, slashing nearly $77 million in birth tax judgments against families. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.